League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, 22nd of February. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the regular show. The 2023 BMW iX M60 pricing is out, $105,000. And yes, that's a lot of money. But if you do an interesting experiment and take the slightly cheaper model, the xDrive 50, and fully load it from the options list, you don't get far off the M60. Now, adding that M badge to the BMW iX is desirable, but it does result in a slight reduction of range to 280 miles on the EPA figure compared to the xDrive 50 on 21-inch wheels. But if you're in the market for a large, luxurious SUV, it could be that you go for the M60 version, and there's not too much on the options list to tick, which is pretty rare for a German car. Staying in Germany, Porsche investing €500 million in the electrification and going all electric of a facility to build the Boxster EV and the Cayman EV. That's off the back of the news that we should see the all-electric Macan EV coming in for a 2023 model year. Volkswagen are teasing the double world premiere of the ID. Buzz and the ID. Buzz Cargo. It's going to be March the 9th, by the way. And we've seen lots of videos over the last couple of days of those European test drives in the camouflage vehicles, both the five-seater and the cargo version. But what will it cost? What will the final specs be? We won't know until March the 9th. That's going to be a Wednesday when they reveal all of the details. The famous British sports car maker Lotus is eyeing an IPO, initial public offering, and going public. You could own your own share of Lotus, and even though they're owned by a massive Chinese company, Geely, this would be an injection of funds into the company Lotus to create the next vehicles, like the all-electric SUV, the Type 132, that comes this year, and the Type 133, an all-electric four-door coupe. Mercedes-Benz are still not making EVs on pure electric production lines. What comes down the production line in their factories is a little bit of everything, actually. That's just their way of doing it. They say that building EV-only factories, facilities, are a long way off, but they might start with some all-electric production lines within a factory in the next few years. That's a very different way of doing it to many others. Has its critics that way. Obviously, they know their business better than I do, but that is a bit of a compromise in terms of adding complication to production lines. The new 2023 Kia e-Niro specs are out. The car has grown, but it keeps around the same performance and distance as well, 287 miles on the European WLTP test cycle. It's got longer, more room for passengers, more luggage space in the boots as well, still sticking with that 64.8 usable kilowatt hour battery and 287 miles. That's 463 kilometers. Giga Berlin for Texas. The expansion plans are rumored to be on ice, on hold, back on the shelf, back in the drawer, because the initial plan of making 500,000 vehicles still hasn't been approved by the German authorities due to concerns over water usage if they do expand. They say there's enough water, about the same size as a new town of 30,000 people that facility will need every single year. Enough water at the minute for stage one, the initial plans, but maybe Tesla trying to back away from their ambitions a little bit just to at least get sign-off on the first part, not scare the Germans too much. In Texas, EV drivers may have to pay $400 a year to make up for lost gas taxes, according to a new state piece of legislation, the Texas Senate Bill 1728. And with the wider situation happening in the world right now, having a look on the podcast today at the Russian EV story and how any sanctions by the West, any attempt to cripple their economy, could put them even further behind in the electrification of their transport and cleaning up the air. There's one thing they do have, though. It's oil and gas. Can't see them away moving away from that anytime soon. That is your podcast for today. See you soon.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.